Now on to a bit more labor-intensive but critical step in finding the mean shear magnitude. For each segment, we need to get an x and y coordinate for the end point for that segment. So how do we do that? By treating the start point as 0, 0 for each segment. Then find the x-axis extent of that segment. For the first segment from 0 to 1 kilometer, it only goes forward 1 in the positive x direction, but it goes 6 in the positive y direction. The next segment is 6 in the positive x direction, and then only goes up 1 in the positive y direction, and so on until we reach 6 kilometers. You see most of the y directions being negative for these segments because we're going the opposite way on the chart from the positive y. Once you add them all up, for x and y, you have 33 meters per second total shear in the x direction and minus 17 in the y direction.